Blog Talk Radio.
Love.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace, where your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad that you have stopped by the show today. I hope I'm coming through loud and clear, and I have guests that's already on the line. I give God the praise. One of them was going through some challenges early this morning, and they text me. But they're on the line. You know, God is a good God. Thank everyone for coming on. I can see when you come on for my switchboard here. Thank you so much. We have an exciting show today. And please don't get cold feet. Come right on. If you want to say something on the broadcast while we're on today concerning this topic, so feel free to hit one on your keypad. And if you would like others to share into the show today, give them the phone number to call in, which is area code 646-716-4389. That number again is 646-716-4389. And I would love to hear from them. But before we start, let's have a few words of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for waking us up this morning to see a brand new day that we have never seen before. We thank you for each and every person that have tuned in to Joy and Peace on Blog Talk this morning. Let it be something that you have given to me, dear Heavenly Father, that will convey to those that's listening in now or later on in the archives, dear Heavenly Father. You direct me what to say and what to do. I give you the praise and the glory. In the blessed name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and thank God. Well, our topic today is benefit of having a spiritual mentor in your life. You know, we go through life when we hear some people say that they have a mentor. Somebody mentored them as they were small coming up. Somebody mentored them in the body of Christ. And, you know, a lot of people feel that you don't need a mentor. But in this time, in this age and the generation we live in, we need all the help from somebody that's most of the time that's older than us, that have experienced life, that have went through some things, keep us from hitting that brick wall. You know how your parents used to tell you, I'm just trying to help you, baby. I've been where you're trying to reach. But let me show you how you can get there a little bit easier through the Word of God. And by me mentoring you, that's going to help you to get through some barriers and some doors that need to be opened to you and some doors that need to be closed. So today, benefits of having a spiritual mentor in your life. You know, first of all, the Word of God says, give instruction to a wise man or woman, and he or she will still be wise. Teach a righteous man or woman, and he will increase, and she will increase her learning or his learning. You know, a wise man and a wise woman will hear and increase, and a man or woman of understanding will acquire wise counsel. You know, but the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things. The Holy Spirit will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I say to you. Remember, those who lied you, who led you, not lied to you, but those who led you, who spoke the word to you, and considering the results of their conduct, imitate their faith. And the three tag words we'll be using throughout our topic today would be mentoring, relationship, and Christian. So today we're going to go forth. I have one person that's on there ready to come on. Let me give a few little synopsis of what I have. You know, every Christian, first of all, needs a spiritual mentor. Each benefits and are strong together. That means you can be together. We don't know everything, But it's not going to hurt us to hear what somebody else have to say that God have put in our life. Sometimes it may be somebody new. It may be somebody on your job. It may be somebody in the body of Christ. And sometimes it may be a stranger you just met for the first time. You don't know if that's not a guardian angel God have sent in your path for that season in your life that will open up your understanding a little bit more. You know, there are many examples in the Bible of spiritual mentors in the Bible. You know, the word mentor is not used in the page of scriptures per se, but the concept of a mentor is evidenced in the life of Christ. Take for instance his disciples. They became mentors to others when they taught because they teach. A mentor is strictly a teacher. You know, a mentor, a spiritual mentoring relationship or discipleship is not in an apprenticeship where the apprentice learns a skill from the teacher, but spiritual mentoring is larger about modeling a matured Christian life and being there for the student or the person that they are mentoring. You know, this doesn't mean that the teacher is perfect. None of us is perfect. But that he or she may have more knowledge and experience with the Word of God and is seeking to live a victorious life. And, you know, here I'm going to give you some things that a spiritual mentor does that we see in the Bible. And as you consider each and every one of you that's on the line or may be listening in, as you consider mentoring someone who is new to the Christian life, we can use these principles as a guideline in important relationships. First, a spiritual mentor teacher. It's not less of a trainer for a task, but it teaches some important knowledge and journey discovering answers to questions that new believers have. When new believers come into the body of Christ that have never been saved or have backslidden, they come in, it's a lot of questions they may ask you. Don't think any question they ask you may be crazy or off the wall, because when you don't know, you just don't know. You know, this teaching should include the basic doctrine of the Bible. You know, God, Jesus, man, sin, salvation, etc. Those words are going to come up. And the mentor does not have to be an expert on these topics, but he or she should be able to answer basic questions or know where to find the answer. You know, a lot of times if somebody asks me something and I said, wait a minute, we're going to go to God, but let me pick up the Word of God. Or let me check with somebody else that might be more influent in that particular question for the answer that you need, because I don't want to give you a wrong answer. You know, then we have a spiritual mentor. And for example, our Lord Jesus Christ was the perfect example. He taught his disciples to follow him and mimic him by living with them. You'll find that in John, the first chapter, the 38th and the 39th verse. You know, Jesus asked the disciples to put away their current occupation to walk alongside him and learn from him. You'll find that in Matthew 4, 18 through 22. And that way, that's where you see that mentoring, even with Jesus and his disciples. You know, as spiritual mentors today, we don't always need to have those we teach forsake their jobs and move into our houses or homes. But it would not be wrong either. Often young people would temporarily move in with another family to observe how they live when no one else is watching. We're talking today about mentoring and being a mentor in somebody's life. You know, I went over to the Apostle Paul, and then I'm going to start taking in anybody that want to speak. Hit one on your keypad, and I will gladly bring you in. You know, the Apostle Paul said that his followers should look to him as an example in the same way he looked to Christ. You'll find that in 1 Corinthians 11:1. Everything I'm telling you today, I'm giving you scriptures where you can read it for yourself. You know, it's simply a principle of spiritual mentorship. Here the student need to follow and the teacher need to be the best one he know how to be. When you go to school, your parents send you to school to learn. That means it's some things they can't no longer teach you at school, that it's been somebody at the school going to start mentoring you in certain areas of your life that mama or daddy may have. I'm just giving some example. It's the same way in the Word of God. We go to scriptures, and when we don't understand a scripture, we go to someone else that we figure know a little bit more, or God have already preordained somebody in your life to help you along the way. And I have my first caller I'm fixing to bring on the line. And hold on, caller, I'm fixing to bring you in for my switchboard. Good morning, caller. You are now on the air. Would you like to share with our topic today? Praise God, praise God. But we'll come back. They may be on another line. But we'll go on. You know, spiritual mentoring is larger about modeling a mature Christian life and being there for the student when questions arise. Because we are students. We're under the tutelage of someone or some more than one person. When you think about it, you want to answer questions. You don't know who to go to. So you go to your Heavenly Father and say, God, it's something going on right now in my life, and I need some spiritual guidance. Give me that person will give me correct information through the Word of God that will not lead me down the wrong path that I can have confidence in. You know, the spiritual mentor does not only model the Christian life, he should pray for that person that he's mentoring. And this is where our spiritual battle are won and lost. Here, Paul opened many of his letters with the comment that he prayed for the believer he is trying to teach. You'll find that in Philippians 1:3-6, also 1 Thessalonians 1:2-3, and then chapter 3:10. You know, as Christians, we say we believe in the power of prayer. But how often are we engaged in serious prayer for others? You know, some people take that lightly. I notice even on Facebook, when people are sick or they're going through something, they are asked, would you pray for me, please? I need prayer. And you say, well, I'm going to pray for that one. But consider, do you actually go in prayer for what that person is asking for or need? Or do you wait till a later date? Or you forget about it. You told them you was going to pray for them. Stop what you're doing right now and send up a prayer to God. Because all the time that person may not say exactly what's going on, but when somebody contact you, whether by phone, Facebook, Twitter, or somebody else call you and say somebody is going through something right now, or you feel the unction in your spirit of the Holy Ghost and God is telling you, send up a prayer right now for a person. Start praying. Because you don't know at that particular moment what that person is going through. They need the Holy Ghost to intervene into their situation. And, you know, as you think about it, God will give us a person we can mentor. I know a lot of people have called me or contacted me and say, you're my teacher. I say, huh? Say, God directed me to you to be my mentor. And those that's on the line right now, I know God have contacted you, told you, through the spiritual realm. People have come to you, and the first thing you think about, why me? Why they come to me? God sent them to you, or they saw something in the spiritual realm in you that they felt could help them. So never sell yourself short when God is in control, because he's in control. You know, our spiritual mentor encourage spiritual growth. And when you think about that, you can't help but give God the glory, give him the praise. You know, spiritual growth does not happen just overnight. We can have all kind of knowledge, but unless we put it into practice, we don't have any proof of learning. You know, sometimes people figure you got to go to college during 4 years to be a counselor, to be this. You know, it's a lot of things that God lets you go through, trials and tribulation, that you come out with a testimony that you can help somebody else. Don't mean you went to college a day in your life, but it's something that he's going to take you through that's to help somebody else down the road. All the time, we feel that we got to have this degree, that degree, ordained for this and all. Don't you know God can use a child that don't know nothing about ordination or being ordained? He can lead you the right way. A child can. But you got to have an ear to listen to hear. We're talking about today benefit of having a spiritual mentor in your life. And for the one that keyed in, are you on the line at this time? Area code 832, last number 7629.
Yes, I am, Sister Sadie.
Praise God. I know you
How
may
are
have
you?
To... I am blessed. How are you, Pastor Vaughn?
I'm feeling better, thank God.
Praise God.
But talking about mentoring, you know, I'm a counselor, and when you counsel, you have a lot of mentees that, you know, come to you for help. But the first thing you have to have is love for God's people. And we can't even say that the ones that are sinners, we don't know yet. They may get saved through, you know, the sessions that we have mentoring them and counseling and teaching them. And sometimes you have somebody that will come, want to be mentored, but they are there just to get what they can get from you. I'm not that kind that I know if someone has a need and I'm mentoring, and while the time we're talking, they mention that need. When I can feel that need, that's what I'll do. Because when you help people, they really know that you care about them and their families. Sometimes you have to not only mentor them, you may have to mentor the parents. You may have to bring them together and to get them to forgive one another. Mm-hmm. Unforgiveness is something that, wow, takes a person down. You go into a downward spiral. Mm-hmm. And I remember, and two, sometimes, and I have tons of stories about this young lady that I was mentoring, and she had to go to court. So mm-hmm. I told her, and was in another state, which was probably about an hour, hour and a half away. I told her, well, I'll take you. But she was in a program where I was counseling. On the way there, I just said, well, if you find that you want to leave, just let me know. I'm not going to go against what you want. You want to leave, tell me. That way I won't be sitting around in this courtroom waiting on you.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the way there, you got to use the gifts that the Lord has given you too.
Mm-hmm.
I knew by the unction of the Holy Ghost that she was going to rob me. And
mm-hmm.
I looked over at her and I said, that you got in your mind, you better throw it out. I said, because
mm-hmm.
you don't know where I come from. And I let her know that I'm not afraid. And then I told her, I said, I love you. Why would you want to do something, rob me and do something bad to me? And she was, her parents was like in the mafia. And that girl could curse. Oh, Lord. She had a mouth on her that when she would curse, it would send chills up and down your spine. She had a demon in her. And she left. She left me there in the court. She didn't tell me anything. She left. And I told her before, I said, if you do decide to leave, you call me, and I'll let you come back into the program. She left. and one of her Johns killed her.
Mm.
And she said she remembered me telling her to always pray. Just to say a little, Lord, help me. That's all you need. You don't need to say a long prayer. And she said that when the John was choking her, she went down into hell. And she was talking about the demons that was there that made her tremble and cringe at the curse words. It was cursing out so bad.
Mm.
And guess what happened? She said she just prayed, Lord, help me. And the guy that killed her came back and revived her. And she went into the hospital, and she came back to, she called me, and she came back to the program. I let her back, and she started telling me about all the stuff that happened to her, and she said, I really want to change my life. I said, well, that's all it is required. You have a desire to change. I said, and the Lord will take you through whatever. She had all kinds of black and blue marks around her neck, and she said that the cursing that those demons gave her scared her so bad. She knows she does not want to go to hell. So, and a lot of times when, well, most of the times when we mentor, we do it to help, because that's the Lord put us here to be helpers one to the other. But so many people will not do that. They'll tell you, out, like you said, I'll pray for you, but they may not.
That's right.
So that's just my little testimony for today.
Praise God. Testimony. I'm hoping someone's listening or will listen later on that would help them with this, because, you know, spiritual mentor, they train them just like you trained her. She can go back and train somebody else, because she can tell. See, that's a testimony. She can go back and tell somebody, let me tell you, I thought I was big and bad and I could do this here, but when I lifted up my eyes in hell and really seen what hell was about, things that had been told to me, I didn't want to believe, but God made a believer out of me. My words on the last thing that I heard my mentor telling me to pray, call on the name of Jesus. That's the only thing brought me back. That's what changed my life.
Amen.
By you training her, she, wherever she is now, she's training somebody else.
Amen.
You know, one of the greatest
parts
of a spiritual mentor is to see his or her disciples turn around and begin mentoring others. You know, Paul told his disciples, Timothy, that the things that Timothy learned from Paul should be taught to others. But the process does not stop there. Paul said that Timothy should train his disciples to train other disciples.
Amen.
And, you know, looking for a spiritual mentor or seeking to be one for someone else, I trust these principles from the Bible that I've been given today will help you know some of what a spiritual mentor does. Even for the student, seek someone you can respect as your teacher. For the mentor, ask God to grow you to be the respected you should be, so that others can help others to Christian maturity. And you know, some of the things is for people to that's listening in. You need someone to believe in you. You need to provide to be a role model. You need to spiritual growth. You need to have provide accountability. You need to be an encourager, like you was telling me you was doing for her. You need to be available in time of crisis.
Mm-hmm.
You need to establish and achieve goals. Here, you told her about the program she was in. Here, you let her back in the program to where she could achieve the goals that she didn't come
to. Here,
you
can
counsel and life decision. See, she had a life decision. You know, mentor provide invaluable benefit, providing counsel and major life decision, given the depth of knowledge and relationship developing with the mentor. You know, some of these decisions come quickly and others may be prepared for, but regardless of the the urgency, having a trusted objective, an advocate to weigh major life decisions is extremely valuable. You know, and this changed life has the potential to heal relationships, draw others to Christ. You
That's
don't
right.
know what you may have on that person. You see, even when you have discernment, Pastor Bourne, you could tell her, and she didn't know what to do. See, that's why she run. And she ended up in the situation when you told her God had already told you that she planned on robbing. She didn't know how to take that. How do she know that?
Yeah.
She hadn't even thought about the God you were serving.
Exactly.
That God was with you as well as with her. He was letting you know you could read her mind exactly what the devil was trying to do. Just like Jesus Christ. Jesus knew it was the devil. It was Satan among him at the table. Didn't he call it out? All right. That's the same way we got to let people. See, some people think they got all the sense, and you were just born yesterday. You just fell off a tree. But see, people don't really know the person. They're going from the outside, but they don't know what's on the inside of a person. They don't know what God done put on the inside until they start bringing that, pulling that stuff up from their belly. Everybody thinks, you know, as the children will say, they start calling you Dumb Dora. But they don't know that the anointing is on your life. They
think
because you're not doing what they're doing, just because you ain't following the path that they found, you don't know what you're talking about. And that's what's happening in the body of Christ right now. Just because somebody got a title, God ain't looking at them title because they figure
that's
they can
right.
do that. They want to thank you, somebody mean you. You can't do this and you can't do that. But they never tried the Spirit by the Spirit. They didn't never check to see what you could do. All they went to doing was running that alligator, running that mouth.
Right.
So when God show up and show out in that person, all they can do is sit there and take attention. So for all those that's listening in today, don't let nobody sell you short. If you know you need a mentor to help you, let you tell God what you need.
That's
and
right.
God's going to be the right mentor. He's going to let you have that right relationship with that person.
That's right.
You know, he can provide an opportunity where you will be able to give back. Like someone gave to you, you'll have that opportunity to give back. And then
that's
I
right.
close. Did you anybody else want to say anything? Because I'm fired up today on the benefit of having a spiritual mentor. Because when I start saying I need a mentor, God direct me to the mentor that I needed. All the other people that selling raffle ticket, they ain't tried to mentor me one day. They didn't try to give me encouraging words or give me a time on the telephone or anything. But when God sent a person in my life, I started hearing, well, you don't need this, you don't need that. But where were you when I was telling you what I needed? But you got all the time. You got all the skins on the wall, on your desk. But when I needed somebody, you wasn't available. You running all around the world.
Amen.
So, you know, mentoring relationship takes various forms in my closing. You know, those most familiar is a senior to a junior. However, peer or peer mentoring is also a biblical approach. I encourage an open mind, allowing God to lead. He is perfect in his wisdom and will bring the people together that his desire in mentoring a mentee relationship. Has he introduced you to new people that you immediately spark to, which appear to be godly? Do you have issues, decision, uncertainty in your life that are carrying out for counsel? Whatever the circumstances is today, God is at work around you and will make it clear whose path crossed for mentoring purpose. The benefits are priceless. Be alert. Respond immediately. Don't wait. When God puts someone in your life to mentor you, you might not even know that person. And that person that contacted God told me that I need to mentor you. Go to God. But God going to be the already taught. And when they come to you, you're going to already know. Because he's been dealing with you. He knows what you wanted. He knows what you asked him for. So don't cast it aside. Do what God has called for you to do. Are there any last words, Pastor Barnes, or anyone that's on the line? Hit your keypad. That is the conclusion of our show today. I started to do it a little bit longer, but I say short and sweet and come to the chase and give the main point to get my point across on benefits of having a spiritual mentor in your life. It could be somebody on your job. It could be somebody in the ministry you're in. It don't have to be an evangelist. It don't have to be a bishop, a prophet, an apostle, a pastor. It could be somebody in your neighborhood that see the life you're living, and God put it on their heart to mentor you. Don't think of it strange. Don't take it lightly. Just do what God has called for you to do. So, you know, as I always say before I close my broadcast, if I had the tentacles and octopus, I would hug each and one of you and tell you just how much I love you. And I want to thank each and every one of you for coming on the line today. Maybe those that's coming on the line one day may get up and start telling me, saying some things online. I would love to hear from you. But anyway, thank you for coming on today. I want you to have a blessed and a wonderful week. Stay tuned in Jesus' name for next week, if the Lord say the same, and he shall not come before next week, that we will have another exciting topic and a broadcast on. And if any of you all would like to hear a broadcast, just text me at sadie.aura@aol.com or send it through blogtalk.com/joyandpeace. I would love to hear from you all. And until next Wednesday, I want you all to have a wonderful and a blessed week in the Lord. And until next time, I love each and every one of you. Bye-bye.